This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to the Thrive More podcast. I have the pleasure today of speaking with David Meltzer. For those of you who are not familiar with David, he is a legendary executive, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and investor. David co-founded Sports One Marketing and formerly served as the CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency. That's the one that Jerry Maguire, that was the inspiration for Jerry Maguire. David's also been recognized by Variety Magazine as their Sports Humanitarian of the Year and awarded the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. He's also the executive producer of the Apple TV series, 2-Minute Drill and Office Hours. David's mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. I love that. I just love that. This simple yet powerful mission has led him on an incredible journey. And today we're going to talk about that. I know you're going to love this. David, welcome to the Thrive More Show. How are you doing?
I'm thriving more, especially now that I'm here with you on the Thrive More Show. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. There's a soundbite right there. Thanks for the clip. I love that. I love that. So I'm a big fan and I watch your content. I love your content. Read a couple of your books. What I've noticed though, especially in your content as of recent, and I'm sure this has been all along, but David, you really seem to have this love for helping people and giving without asking anything in return. If we can start right there, because that's not normal in today's society, and you can just speak to that, I know the audience would love it.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because it's counterintuitive and it's counter what most people think. I've always been someone who wants to give. I grew up with a single mom and 6 kids who taught me the more I give, the more I receive. But unfortunately, even early in my career, everything in my life was a zero-sum game. I was working in a mindset of scarcity, even with giving. So giving was a trade. It was a negotiation, sometimes for recognition, sometimes for gratitude. But moreover, the real transition that has given me this confidence of unconditionality is understanding 3 things about giving. 1, appreciation. In order to give unconditionally, we have to appreciate what we have. And the word appreciation is misunderstood. It means to add value. It means to, if your house appreciates, it goes up in value. So yeah. In order to truly give unconditionally, we have to provide value or service to others. But in order to do so, we have to understand where they're at. We have to get to a question, would it help you if, not just presuming that I'm going to give you this and that's really what's going to appreciate or help you or add value to you. The second component is acknowledgement. And what we see in acknowledgement is a big misnomer. The misnomer is in the context of giving, the only way you can acquire the knowledge of what you have is to not have it anymore. That's the truth. The only way you truly understand what you have is not to have it anymore. So we are limiting ourselves when we think that giving away everything we have is the only form of acknowledgement. It's not. Investing, it's a form of acknowledgement. Getting it stolen from us, losing it, manipulated from us, cheated from us. We acquire quite a bit of knowledge, but we only acquire it when we don't have it anymore. Now, the third and the difference in my life today, why you perceive I truly love to give, is because I live in a world of more than enough. I have left the world of zero sum. I live in a value add world where I truly believe that we are all part of a unified, infinite, abundant system of thought. Therefore, not only have I lost the scarcity or fear when I give that I have to get something in return, but it also has opened up the biggest superpower that I have with faith that I can ask for help, that I can find people who not only sit in a situation that I want to be in, but I also can provide value and through articulation of quantitative value, ask for more value back, not as a trade or negotiation, but as a value add confirmation that allows me to carry an energy of abundance that people perceive and pick up on. Wow, This guy loves to give. You would truly love to give if you weren't afraid there wasn't enough for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to unpack and super powerful. Like, I love that. And it comes through when you speak, and I watch you speaking to small groups, to big groups. There's just this energy that comes off you. And it's funny, you kind of stole my thunder, which is awesome. But you, in your book, and I'll just show this to the screen, Game Time Decision Making. It's one of several books, but I love this one because there's things that you can put to work right away. Like, it's almost like an instruction manual. And one of the things you write in there is, if you don't have, quote you, but it's, if you don't ask for help, you won't get it. And I think I misquoted that because I can't find that note, but
yeah, right.
Unpack that if you can, kind of speak to that.
Yeah. You know, what's so interesting. People ask me, how did I lose over $100 million? I was running the most notable sports agency, getting paid a fortune. I was in a position where I had access to things that billionaires couldn't afford. And I will tell them, the advice that I give to all young people, mid-age people, and old people is ask for help. You're not going to get what you don't ask for, wish for, pray for. And that's historically through all spiritual texts, religious texts, philosophical texts, theoretical texts, through history, from Sanskrit on, they talk about the ability to give, that giving, receiving, and witnessing are one. And if you believe in the oneness of giving, receiving, and witnessing, giving and receiving, then you will realize the only way to, after we acknowledge, to fill our vessel so it doesn't dissipate, dissolve, and disappear until we're 80 years old where we need help. And now we don't ask for it. We need it. Instead, the only way to continue is to fill our vessel by asking for more, wishing for more, praying for more of what we want today, in a trajectory of what we think we want in the future, by learning the meaning of our past in the trajectory of what we want or think we want in the future or better.
Yeah. I'm looking at a man who I can tell has also a newfound patience, if that's the right word, because I've also seen you talk about, you're not in this hurry to get a zillion followers or you know, a million raving fans. You have this very systematic approach of getting there. Can you speak to that? Because it's that whole hockey stick is very it's very insightful, but incredibly powerful.
Yeah. Well, my love language is time, and I love math because I have the love language of time. It would be the sixth one you put in your book, by the way. Yeah. This is a great book. And it's just because I understand energy. See, money is energy, and people are energy. Behaviors are energy. So I'm going to put it into the form of a quantitative thing that most people can conceive here. So energy has three characteristics. One, it attracts more of like energy. Likes attract likes. And then as it attracts, it aggregates and it exponentially grows. So instead of one today, two tomorrow, three the next day, four the next, it becomes 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. And you can see where this goes, but it also accelerates, which is in alignment with how the universe deals with energy. Energy aggregates, it has exponentiality of outcomes, and it accelerates. So when I teach the youth financial literacy, it's very apparent why most people don't aggregate exponential outcomes and accelerate. I offer kids all the time, what would you rather have? It's a game they have on their phone. What would you rather? So it's pretty fun, actually. Yeah. And they say, you know, would you rather have $1 million today or a penny that doubles every day for 30 days? All of them choose $1 million. Well, when I'm building my community, when I'm teaching behavior, when I'm spreading happiness, joy, ease, teaching whatever it may be, I am only concerned about a penny a day. And I'm doubling that penny every day. Because at the end of 30 days, I have $5.3 million and then 10.6 and so on and so on. Yeah. Human capability and awareness does not have the perspective of understanding there is only one instant result that occurs from good behavior. It's good progress. And good progress aggregates, exponentially creates outcomes, a hockey stick, but it comes faster as well. The danger is, bad behavior does the same thing, But when we have good behavior, we expect the instant result that we're not aware of. But when we have bad behavior, we don't expect any bad results. So it's too late when we're 50 years old and we're like, I've been smoking for 33 years. You know, since I was 18, I've been smoking. Look at me today. I'm super healthy. 2 weeks later, cancer. Yeah. That didn't happen in 2 weeks. That happened in 33 years in 2 weeks. You've just been continually utilizing bad behavior, and now you're aware of it. And this is what happens good and bad in everyone's life.
Brilliant. And how does one adopt that mindset, David? Because I think we all know, we've read, we believe that abundance is the way. Patience is a virtue. But that's so much easier said than done. So how did you find your path there?
Well, one is I realized it was a practice. So instead of putting my emotional address to rely on a certain number, a certain amount of years, a certain person, where I've given away my control, I've taken complete accountability to learn through responsibility, attraction, and perception in order to effectuate 5 daily practices. And they're practices, which means they don't, it's not 5 daily perfections. It's 5 daily practices. And I stress that because that allows us to put our emotional address onto practicing, not onto outcomes. Because we're a big bag of beliefs, right? And if we put our beliefs into the outcome, we're going to create resistance, void, shortages, and outcomes that aren't ever going to come. You know, I'll be happy when is a terrible thing. Yeah. You'll never be happy when. So I teach people 5 things in a trajectory, 5 daily practices in a trajectory towards what you think you want or better, and also teach them to align the defining moments, the defining lessons, the shortages, voids, obstacles, successes, and failures of their past with that trajectory, but only focus their emotional address on what do you want today to empower over 1 billion people? Who can you help today, and who could help you empower over 1 billion people? How best can you be productive, accessible, and gracious with your time, my love language, to empower over 1 billion people? Now you know what's important to you today in that trajectory of empowering over 1 billion people. So I now, as taught in that game time decision-making, that book, I now know what's important to me so I can prioritize my day. Yeah. In the most useful way towards what I think I want or better, and learn from the past accordingly. Now, prioritization becomes the antidote to 2 of the biggest resistance fillers of our lives, which is procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It is mathematically impossible, if you know how to prioritize what's important to you, to procrastinate. If you know what to do now and know what to do next, 100% of the things you do now get done. You don't procrastinate or feel overwhelmed. Now, instead of searching for our why, trying to get more happy, more healthy, more wealthy, and more worthy, we figure out what are we doing to interfere with it by applying our why and identifying what we're doing to interfere with it every day in practice, not perfection, and utilizing how our human nature, behavior, and bodies work in reconciled functionality towards what we think we want or better. And then that aggregation, exponentiality of outcomes and acceleration occurs, and we start getting outcomes, and people see, oh my gosh, look at that hockey stick of money, relationships, health, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Yeah. David, to help the listener, actually to help me and to help the listeners, was this like a multi-year transformation? Because your mind state is just, it's beautiful. Was that like a switch went off and you said, man, I lost a ton of money, I need to reboot my life and go this way? Or was it kind of a journey and 2 steps forward, 1 step back? Real question.
I love that question. So it happened 2 years before I lost everything. I started realizing that I had a lot of bad behaviors. And I started realizing that because my wife threatened to leave me by telling me, you have a lot of bad behaviors and you're going to end up dead. You better take stock in who you were, the man I married, and what you want to become, or you're going to die. And me and your 3 daughters are not hanging out to watch this. Yep. So that was the first step, was raise my awareness and get acceptance to, I want to change. And it happened the day after my wife said she's leaving me, because I realized I didn't hate my mom and dad. I didn't hate my best friend, and I didn't hate my wife. There was a common denominator in all that hate of all those wonderful people that I was blessed to have in my life. I hated myself. And I hated them for being liars and cheaters, manipulators, oversellers and backend sellers. And I realized I hated myself because I was one. And then it's taken 17 years of practice, and I am evolving still at an exponential rate, by the way. Every amount of time, I'm doubling my understanding of what it is. And here's what I've come up with in conjunction with the practices. And this is probably the best nugget I can give. And this is a newer evolution over 17 years. If you can find the light, the love, and the lessons in what you're doing, your activities every day, your behaviors, it will tell you its secrets. If you do that consistently, if you practice, it will tell you more of its secrets. It will tell you more of the cheat codes. You'll level up in this video game called life very quickly. And I've also come to the conclusion that not only if I find the light, the love, and the lessons in my activity, will it tell me the secrets? If I do that consistently with practice, will it tell me more secrets? The longer I do it, the more secrets it tells me. And it gives me more cheat codes. And then all of a sudden, life gets really easy. You know, I'm not a big video game player, but I promise you, if I had all the cheat codes to Fortnite, I'd be one of the best players in the world.
Sure.
I'm one of the best players in the world at what I do, because I learn to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what I do. I do it consistently, and I've done it a long time, and I'm going to continue to do it longer. And now I got a bunch of cheat codes that I want to teach to other people, because I paid that dummy tax and you don't have to pay it.
I love it. I love it. You speak also, thank you. Thank you for that answer too, about kind of the journey and what, you know, the motivating factors to get you there. You talk about, I love this concept. You talk about vibration, and you please speak to that for the, I love it. Please.
This changed my life as well. So you can imagine an ignorant, arrogant young man who was a multimillionaire running the most notable sports agency in the world, flying over to India to do some development work. And a young doctor sitting next to me looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" Now, my mind literally said, "Do you know who I am?" That was the answer, right? That's where I was. Look, sure, I'm going to be vulnerable and humble. I was an idiot. And I looked at her and rolled my eyes, and I'm saying, "Yes, I'm okay. Why?" And she said, "I just want to tell you, I'm a doctor. I'm a quantum healer. And you are so full of light, but you are blocking it. Do you meditate?" And I rolled my eyes and I went into a 1 minute soliloquy about meditate. "Do you know who I am? I am a multimillionaire. Have you ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire? I have the most beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and beautiful life you ever can imagine. I don't have time to meditate. I wouldn't meditate if I had time, because I did this all myself. I grew up with nothing, and now I have everything."
Wow.
And she said, "That's too bad." I said, "That's too bad." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, because I could teach you to vibrate faster." Now I was kind of leaning over towards the aisle, like I'm sitting next to crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, "What do you mean you're going to teach me how to vibrate faster?" She said, "Well, everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, plants, animals, humans, sound, light, and then thought. And did you know you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you," which is the same lesson that I just told you about awareness, cheat codes, right? The higher our elevated awareness through finding the light, the love, and the lessons. And that's where I learned it, because she said to me, "Do you know what vibrates the fastest?" And I'm like, "No." She said, "The truth."
Oof, love that.
The truth vibrates the fastest. And if you try to learn the truth, the light, the love, and the lessons in all your defining moments, failures, setbacks, mistakes, if you can find the light, the love, and the lesson, you will elevate. And I can teach you through meditation to learn, to raise your awareness, so that you will have an enlightened ease in your life. You'll have the cheat codes. Would you like to come to my 4-day workshop here in India, I will have you as my guest. And I looked at it and I said, no, I don't have time. I don't have time. And then she rocked my world. Remember at the beginning of this interview, I said, you know, as you appreciate, acknowledge, and you ask for more, you have to meet people where they're at in this giving, receiving. So she met me where I was at. She said, wow. She said, did you know that I could elevate your awareness to when to buy or sell? Now, that was a cheat code that I knew. That was a cheat code that I could make a lot of money with.
Yeah.
And for some reason, God, Buddha, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, whatever you believe in, it hit me and resonated with me. And somehow, all of a sudden, I blurted out, yes, I'd like to come. Then I had to explain to my wife that her closed-minded, closed-hearted, and closed-handed, scarce husband who was lost was going to go to a four-day workshop on quantum healing and theta meditation. She immediately thought I was cheating on her.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Like, immediately.
Who are you and where's my husband? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Like, okay, what's her name? And should we start filing when you get home? Right? Your three choices. Here's, you know, the number of a hotel. Here's the number of a therapist. Or here's the number of a lawyer. Pick and choose which one you want. Right? Yeah. So, yeah. But I went to the workshop with her permission. And I came home a changed person. Hmm. What she exposed me to in quantum healing and theta meditation, which I've been doing since then, since that workshop, 20 minutes a day, and maybe I've missed a few days, but you know, probably in the last 10 years, I've missed 0 days. The first 7, I missed a few, but it's changed my life. It's given me the cheat codes. It's allowed me to help empower others to empower others. And so I'm probably the best person in the world to help people that are resistant to meditation because it took me so long. You know, my first job was just to sit still for 20 minutes. Then it was to be quiet for 20 minutes. Then it was to learn awareness for 20 minutes. Now, 17 years later, 17 and a half years, I'm learning transcendence into my daily activity. And it's been a beautiful journey. It's only 20 minutes a day. I don't meditate for 20 hours a day. I don't go to the, you know, top of the Ganga and spend 6 years. You know, my philosophy, 20 minute downloads, that's enough to use for 24 hours. Any more would be a waste of my time. And you know that time's my love language. So yeah. I don't want to waste time.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for that. So if you're a listener in this audience and you're trying to build a business and you've built several, what's your, obviously meditation, you, Ray Dalio, so many people, you know, like it's, you're speaking the truth there. From an applicable standpoint around the actual business, what's a good takeaway for an audience that is looking to make that jump into business ownership or in business and they're struggling?
Yeah, I got to tell you, my favorite piece of advice and the reason I lost over $100 million is I didn't ask for help. I didn't find people who sit in a situation I want to be in. I took advice or judgments of others. I listened to people that laughed at me, scoffed at me, made fun of me, and limited my self-image, knowing today that I can never overachieve my own self-image. And I live in a world of abundance, of more than enough of everything for everyone. And I want to give people that sit in a situation that I want to be in an opportunity to feel good, to feel valued by asking them to help me. You know, what's so funny about this philosophy that's helped me get to where I am today is that I have a saying, I reach up always with one arm and I pull up a seat for the people behind me with my other arm, right? And here's what's so interesting I found. 100% of the people that I reach up to, they encourage me. They don't all help me. Some are too busy and fair enough, but they all encourage, you can do it. I don't have the time to help you, but try my friend Steve. He may want to help you, but you can do it. Don't quit. Below me, some people encourage me. The ones that love me. But the only people that tell me I can't do it are the ones behind me that aren't even where I am and have never been where I want to go. And they're great at telling me and laughing at me and scoffing at me when I tell them I'm going to empower over 1 billion people in my life with abundance. They're going to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun like I've learned to do and will continue to gather more cheat codes to help us all do the same. And that's why, you know, if anyone wants those five daily practices, if anyone wants my book, just email me. I put it right up here, david@dmeltzer.com. I will sign my book. I will send it to you. I will pay for my book and shipping. So you know that I'm mitigating all risk. All I want you to do is to allow me to plant a seed. Plant a seed under a tree I may never sit under, or hopefully will grow even quicker than that. But please reach out to me. Let me be the first person that you ask for help from. And hopefully I do sit in a situation you want to be in. And Roger, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I acknowledge you in this experience, and I guarantee I will be asking you as well to help me help others, help others. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's been my pleasure, 100% my pleasure. I think you just gave the cheat codes right there. I mean, there is no secret. You just laid it out. I love that. Again, can you just repeat where, and we'll put it in the show notes too, where can people find you so they can, and maybe your social handles, just so they can be part of your world?
Email is my best because I answer every email. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. If not, my name, David Meltzer. Google it. Every single platform, David Meltzer, you will find me and I will be of service and of value. My entire journey is to find how can I be of service or value? Would it help you if? And then be able to ask you, hey, do you know anyone that can help me empower over 1 billion people to be happy?
I love it. The world needs more people like you. I'm rooting for you, brother. I am rooting for you. Awesome.
I'm rooting for you. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you so much, man. Take care. See ya.